welcome to Cowley's very first podcast about reading. And we're just in time for World Book Day on Thursday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're joined today by three of our absolutely brilliant students who are also avid readers. And you regularly use the library, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can't wait to hear about what you've got to say about the books that you've read recently and your experience of reading at Cowley and your use of the library. So, first of all, what does reading mean to you?
Basically, it can take you into a different world and you can have a different perspective on stuff around you. So that's what I just feel reading does for me.
Mm-hmm.
Reading is very special because it can be a pastime which you enjoy, and also it is also quite educational, and so you are learning in a very fun way.
It makes me feel that you're in a whole entire different world because of how the way the authors put it.
So recently we've had some new books brought into the library as well. Do you have any, have you read any of those books, or have you got any recommendations?
Well, recently I've read a book called Dreadwood that has came in for free for Year 7 students, and I have really liked it.
What was your favourite part of that book?
There were a lot of different aspects about it, like different creatures, like different varieties of fantasy creatures coming into the plot, and I just think it was like a really, really good book.
Did you want to read more at the end?
Yeah,
you did.
I definitely did, yeah.
Excellent.
My favourite book that I've read so far is My Own Lightning, and I like it because at the end it is quite shocking that the antagonist actually was one of the protagonists, so I think it's a very good plot twist in that book.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite book that I've read so far is called Everdark. She was resilient and it made me resilient.
Okay, that's great. And in terms of the library, how often do you come into the library?
I come in every single lunchtime for reading purposes and to get homework out the way so I can read at home instead of doing stuff like that.
And I've seen you reading an awful lot of books in here as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
I come every lunchtime, break time, and after school.
After school as well? That's fantastic. And what do you do when you're in the library?
I check some books if they're in accelerated reader, mm-hmm. and some on shelves, mm-hmm. to help out the library.
Yeah, so you help Mr. Robinson as well, don't you? Yeah. Now, if you were a student who maybe hadn't used the library so much, what would you say to those students? Would you encourage them to come in? Would you be able to give any recommendations?
I think the library is a very good place to be, so I would definitely recommend it to other people who aren't coming as often.
I would definitely recommend the library as it has a really nice setting.
And you can go and read lots of different things and maybe go to different places by reading as well.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So, there are lots of things going on in the library that are coming up in the next few weeks as well. We've got lots of activities for World Book Day, haven't we? I'm sure we'll see you reading your books and drinking hot chocolate in on World Book Day. But if there are any students who would like to visit the library or are a bit unsure about what to do, remember that you can always speak to our wonderful junior librarians, but also Mr. Robinson will be at hand as well. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. You've been absolutely wonderful, and I'm sure you will help other students decide what they'd like to do in the future and which books that they would like to choose. So thanks very much, and thanks again, and enjoy World Book Day this year. Excellent, well done.